Good afternoon. We are IFSA delegates reporting from the Committee on Forestry here held at FAO headquarters in Rome. Right now we are with the Canadian delegate Maureen Whelan, and she will be answering some of the questions IFSA prepared in regards to forests and climate change.
So climate change is one of the greatest existential threats of our generation. Do you see youth playing an important role in achieving the goal of negative carbon emissions?
Absolutely. Youth have a vital role to play. And we see that in students and graduates like yourself. It's really, really important to have educated foresters who know all the critical elements of the carbon cycle and the role that forests can play as a part of the solution to the climate change challenges that we're facing. Also, I think students, just not only forestry students, but we need to start looking at how we can bring students into other professional fields like architecture and engineering to start using wood and mass timber in construction, in tall buildings, in different applications, innovative solutions, because as we know, long-lived forest products will contain and retain sequester carbon for many, many years. So we need to broaden the news about forests and the role they play, and youth are a critical part of that solution.
Thank you very much. And the final question is, Canada is making big steps towards a green circular economy. Do you think Canada can be a leading example for the rest of the world? And if so, what sets Canada apart?
Well, Canada, as a forest nation, we've always been a leader in sustainable forest management and forest research and innovation. And we continue to develop programs that address the integrated nature of forest management, but also markets and the use of bioproducts in many applications. So our country continues to develop new programming, fund new initiatives that help advance not only the knowledge and understanding of forest products, but the role they play in the circular economy and this whole life cycle approach to forest products. And, you know, Canada certainly is a leader, and there's other leaders as well. So I think, you know, there's a lot of forest countries who are moving towards this together. And I think it's a really nice, healthy competition that everybody's moving, or not everybody, but many countries are trying to move in this direction.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.